Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, let's get into the question of the day here in the loop. You can always get involved on the YouTube and the Twitch. YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch is 610 Houston, and then, of course, always text in 713-572-4610. What's your best or worst handiwork moment, whether it's a home improvement project or working on the automobile or something of that effect? Either go ahead and brag, or we can just commiserate some mutual failure. Again, 713-572. Yeah, or be judged. Or that's be also judged. A possibility. I'm not going to have very much to talk about, because both of the things that I thought of were did not shine me in the best light. And speaking of shining light, you won't have nearly as much of that on the NRG Stadium playing surface. Yeah. If everything goes as planned, roof should be fixed.
We're
for
done.
Sunday.
Home improvement.
Right? They should get that thing
Nailed
done.
It. Home stadium improvement.
Yeah. It should be fixed up, and we'll be good with the state roof back to working operation and working order. And that got us thinking, what are your best or worst moments of that? And we already got people texting in. But Lopez, it sounded like you immediately came to some answers.
As soon as we talked about the NRG roof and Cal McNair's up there with some zip ties.
You think that's how it's happening?
Fixing the roof.
Okay.
You asked me, because I do like to do stuff myself. I'm not, every one of them, I'm not bragging, because every one of them is like one of those moments where you cross your arms and you go, I wonder how I get through this, because there's always little hitches. I'll say my best first, because my worst is the funniest. My best was at our old house. I put an entire tile floor in a room. I ripped up the carpet and put an entire tile floor, floated it, did the whole, this was right on the cusp of internet, so I don't know how much internet help I got, but I was asking people and stuff, got it all done, just gorgeous. And so it was a beautiful tile floor. That was the best moment.
Did you have to cut any tiles? That's the stuff that gets me, is like, y'all actually cut this and got it all fitting right. Good for you.
But the funny thing about that project, because like I said, there's always hitches you go through. I rented the little water saw and all that. No chance. I had no chance of operating.
You had
that
no idea what was happening.
I was breaking tiles left and right. So I did that little scoring thing where you score the tile and snap it and all that. It worked out. That's what I'm most proud of. The worst, and my kids still laugh about this. So I was changing the fixtures in the bathroom, and my kids were little. They're in their 30s now, but they were probably 4, 5, and 8, something like that. And so I had my oldest son turn off the breaker, and I was looking at the lights in the bathroom. So when the lights went off, I knew I could fix, the sockets and everything. So he turned off the breaker. Good to go. I stick that screwdriver, I take off the panel.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, no, baby.
I stick that screwdriver into the wall socket.
He was like Marv from Home Alone.
Dude, it wasn't even like a little shock. Like, it was such a strong shock that my hand wouldn't release from the screwdriver.
He really was Marv from Home Alone. That's crazy.
My hand wouldn't release. It sticks. I didn't know that was a real thing. It stuck to the screwdriver, and I was like, And they were watching me, laughing their asses off.
If somebody don't knock one thing about it is, if you don't knock that screwdriver out of my hand when I come to, y'all all getting it. They are you
like,
serious?
Yeah, they were little. They were like, look at daddy. He's so funny. And I'm like, It was stuck to the screwdriver. I finally just like wailed my shoulder backwards and got it off. But it went all the way through my arm, my shoulder, into my chest.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
I still...
You could have died, man.
You're damn right I could have died.
That's crazy.
But they were like, you're so funny. I was like, Lord.
Yikes.
It was on a different breaker.
Okay. There's multiple breakers.
The sockets were on a different breaker than the lights.
Well, you're living, you're learning that good way, I guess. 281 said a car dealership wanted $11,000 for them to rebuild their engine, so they bought the parts themselves, did the work, And here they are 5,000 miles later.
Atta baby. Hey,
I need your contact info, man. Yeah. You sound like a good mechanic.
Yeah. I don't trust myself with that. And maybe some of it is.
Hey, I'm throwing the whole car away.
Yeah, we can get a new one.
Once you need a head gasket, it's over.
He said it's 11,000. I can put a little bit extra on that and get a car at this point. We're good. That does remind me of like when I was like, probably like 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew something when, you know, my bike and chain popped off one time.
Oh, I got this.
I was like, oh man, I fixed this. I had the garage all set up. I was like, man, I'm doing something. That chain ain't stay on one more time. Like, that chain popped off all the damn time. And maybe it was just that once that first time the chain popped off that it was going to do that. But once I did whatever I thought I was doing to fix it, it also consistently popped off. So the idea that I would go in and try and fix a whole car engine, I'm leaving that up to professionals. I'm going to be completely honest.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the text line from the 281, they said they tried to patch a hole in their roof caused by a satellite dish being ripped off during Harvey.
Oh, no.
Lost their balance on the rafters.
Oh, no.
Ended up on the upstairs floor.
Oh.
You went through the ceiling. That is.
I've done that once.
Oh,
I've,
okay.
I've gone through the ceiling once. Well, they're all just good. They're all coming back to mind. What about you, Figgy?
So, I don't have any bad experience. Look, I ain't going to lie. I'm not the handyman. I'm not going around fixing nothing. But I probably will be once I get this house.
Yeah.
But, I would say my best work was before I moved down here. I pretty much built a recording studio in my old room.
There you go.
At my dad's house. So I got some of the moving covers because I couldn't afford like real soundproof patent. So I got some of the moving blue covers from U-Haul.
Yeah.
And I put them all in the small closet.
There you go.
I had the staple gun and the nail.
Look at you.
Hey, I was getting down. Now, I'm gonna tweet a picture of my old studio. Man.
I mean, as long as it does the job.
Dog, I had people from some of the biggest rappers in the city coming to my bedroom. Just the recording.
Oh, this is like, nice.
The quality was top notch, man. I was really proud of myself.
Well, you should have been.
I put my hard earned money into it. That was my best. I don't know if I'm gonna top that.
Yeah.
That does remind me of the time because I wouldn't consider I'm decently handy, but I'm not trying to say that I'm going out of, but all my successes are very like marginal. Like they're just basic. Hey, you did what you're supposed to do.
The small victories.
The failures are the ones that I think are more interesting. And so I have another one of those where I definitely at one point tried to hang like a floating shelf or something. And this was before I was fully aware that, hey man, you got to make sure you get that in the stud, buddy. I definitely had a shelf fall.
Oh,
I definitely had one of those where it's like, oh yeah, that's right. You probably need to. Yeah, you need. To
I can't even begin to to count how many times I have a stud finder or something, and I think I nailed it, so to speak. No pun intended. And it just goes poop right through the sheetrock. I'm like, what happened, man?
Some of these stud finders are not good.
What happened? Why did that happen?
Yeah. Some of these stud finders just do
then
not
you,
work.
Then you go like at an angle trying to find it. Well, it's got to be close, and you got like 17 holes in your sheetrock.
Yeah, I did have a bad one situation when I moved here and. We had called a flat, and thank goodness it was at the house. So I thought I was Tim the Tool Man Taylor, man.
There you go.
I went to the back of the trunk. I'm like, let me get the tools and so I could change, put the spare on. Man, her car was so old. She had an 09 Hyundai Accent.
Oh, wow.
So mind you, it came from Cleveland. So that bad boy rusty and nails rusty. Man, it was like, it had to be like the middle of June. And I'm outside trying to hit this boat, trying to take the tire. I could not do it, man. Like, she had the old school tools too. So like the little jet, it wasn't even like the cool one where you could just pump the the car up.
Right.
Man, I was out there sweating like crazy, bro. Like, to the point I had to call AAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had like one of them NASCAR tools. And he had trouble with it. So I felt better.
Okay, there you go.
He had trouble with it with a real tool.
Yeah, it's worse. But it's worse when they get out there and they handle the thing you've been struggling on for hours in about 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that make you feel bad. From the 713, they said best and worst thing happened in one weekend all at once. It said change the thermostat in their housing on the car, thermostat housing rather, on the car, just watching a YouTube video, but then in the process they stripped the radiator drain plug, so they had to go to the mechanic anyways.
So you
fixed one thing but you created another issue. That's tough.
I like this one. We've all been there. I should say we've all had that as our worst nightmare. My wife asked me to hang the pictures at their new house, I guess. Did them all. Next morning, they were all on the floor broken.
Yep. I've been there, clearly, as I said. 346, they said the worst is that a ladder fell out from under them, hanging out, putting up Christmas lights, fell 8 feet.
Ooh, that's yikes. A nightmare, too, man.
Oh, man.
You're always, like, clinching the ladder with your legs.
I'm not
jumping on no ladder, man, especially outside.
No, I am not hanging up Christmas lights for anything anyways. I have not gotten to that place in my life, and I'm not looking forward to it.
You will.
In the future. We'll see.
Yeah.
Look at you thinking I'll be able to buy property. That's cute.
I need to get me a handyman.
They said their best. Yeah, you definitely do. Best, they built interior completely on a barndominium.
A barndominium.
Okay.
Did
that all themselves. Congratulations
That's
to you.
That's big time. That is big time. You know those barndominiums, like metal buildings, and then you turn them into a house?
Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. That's big time work right there. Too bad you fell off the ladder putting up the Christmas lights.
Yeah. Hey man, we just need those things to keep us humble, right?
Salute to all the builders, man.
There's a lot of folks build, although I imagine this was very embarrassing. 832, they said they locked their keys in their house, called a locksmith, and he broke into the house with a credit card. Mm-hmm. Well, just throw the keys away at that point. Your house is very accessible, isn't it? Right? You just figure some things out. Oh man, all of these ones rolling in. We'll have to keep circle around with some of these. Someone said 281, been up in attics hundreds of times, never fell through the ceiling, bought their first house, brand new build, first weekend installing the garage door opener, was up in the attic, bolted it to the rafter, walking back to the ladder, fell through the ceiling into the gas.
That's so easy to do. I knew a guy, this wasn't me, but I knew a guy that was walking in his attic, and not only did he fall through the sheetrock, he misstepped, but he landed on the stud between his legs.
Oh, no.
Like his boys were crushed.
God, man.
His boys were crushed.
Well, hopefully a lot of good luck to all the fine folks that are up on the roof of NRG, mm-hmm. making sure that those panels are all the way fixed as they should be before the Texans kick off.
Don't fall through the roof.
That's
a little worse.
Yeah, that is not 8 feet. I will tell you for certain, getting down to that playing surface, it will not be quick, or it will not be comfortable either.
Yeah.
Supposedly the roof should be fixed up all the way and ready for the Sunday afternoon game with the Texans and the Jaguars. Tickets to which you could probably win if you keep listening to In the Loop Sports Radio 610, because in the 12 o'clock hour, we will be giving away a couple of tickets in the bullpen to that game. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL, and we'll do that with our every Tuesday guest, Brandon Scott. We'll talk to B. Scott next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.